This evening for the Siyam, today is the 21st day, the month of May in the year 2003, and I would like to say a few words prior to the completion of the last lines that we studied in the Masechta. I was inspired, first of all, by the fact that today is a day of Simcha. Book of Psalms, we have the verse, this is the day which the Lord has made, therefore let us rejoice and be happy upon it. We're about to complete the tractate of Maseches Megillah, tractate of the Talmud, and I don't have to tell you that the word Megillah immediately in the mind of a Jew signifies the scroll of Esther that we read on the festival of Purim. In reality, in the Bible, we have five such books which are called Megillos. Besides the Book of Esther, we also have Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. We have Ruth. We have Eicha, Book of Lamentations, that we read on Tisha B'Av, and finally Koheles, which we read on Sukkot. But mention the word Megillah to anybody, and automatically we think of the Megillah Esther. And of course this Talmud, this particular tractate, the Talmud, is also simply called Megillah. And it was already understood several thousand years ago by our sages who are quoted over here that this is the Megillah, what shall we say, par excellence, or the one which we don't have to add any other qualifying adjectives to it. We began the study of Megillah a little over 2 years ago, in the year 2001, and we've been meeting week after week, summer, winter, rainy days, sunshine, when it's, this time of the year, though today does not look very sunshiny, and without fail, except occasions when I was sick, or if we had a yontif, or if I happened to be out of town, which is kind of rare because of the fact that I'd like to learn Torah together with you. And, I just want to make, I want to give a little summary of what we studied in this tractate. Although, again, the summary is in the nature of the famous story that we have in Tractate Shabbos about Hillel and the stranger who came to him and said, "Teach me the Torah during the time that I stand on one foot." Well, Hillel had an answer for him. His answer was, of course, that, okay, Torah stresses the fact, love thy neighbor as thyself, love the other person, and what is hateful to you, do not do to anyone else. This is the Torah, the essence of the Torah, and everything else you have to sit down, you have to learn. So, likewise, when I give a little summary about some of the things that we learned during this time concerning Tractate Megillah, it does not begin to even describe at all the various things that we learned during the course of the 2 years that we have devoted to it. Some of the things that we learned is the fact that, first of all, we learned about the fact that there is a difference in the reading of the Megillah as to the dates. Some dates are not applicable today, but they existed in the time when Jews were living in Eretz Israel, and they lived in small villages where it was hard to find a Jew, and they wanted to come into the big city in order to read. So that is a Logan effect. But the question about the difference between reading it on the 14th day of Adar or the 15th day of Adar is still a very, very important practice. The fact that in cities which are surrounded by a wall that exists in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, at the time of the conquest of Eretz Israel, cities of this type are privileged in order to read the Megillah on the 15th. This would apply to Yerushalayim and some other areas in Eretz Yisrael where they're in doubt that there may or may not have existed a wall in the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, and of course to the city of Shushan, which today I guess is in ruins, but once upon a time was the capital of the Persian Empire, and there, of course, the great miracle of Purim took place. And so, therefore, in those places, the rule was to read the Megillah on the 15th, day in which the Jews in those areas had rest, and on the other hand, everywhere else, we read it on the 14th day of Adar. Part of the problem that we discussed is also the fact, what do you do in a leap year when we have not one Adar, but we have two Adars? And which one should we read? And while there were differences of opinion, we finally came to the conclusion that we should read it in the second Adar. Why? Because our sages said it's important to this Gula that we should be able to associate the great holiday of redemption from the slaughter that was planned for the Jews in the Persian Empire with the other great holiday of Gehula, of redemption, and that is, of course, the Geulat Mitzrayim, when the people of Israel were freed from slavery in Egypt, and therefore we always read the Megillah of Purim, which is the 14th of Adar, 30 days prior to Pesach, in order to have the two of them joined together as a great period of redemption and freedom for the people of Israel. We also learned in the course of the study of Maseches Megillah, we learned rules that pertain to the reading of the Torah, how many psukim form a minimum, how many should be read at one reading, the question about on Shabbos, what do we read? Do we read? And then when it comes to Shabbos Mincha, what do we read? What do we read Monday morning? What do we read Thursday morning? The last chapter that we've been dealing with lately, the past few weeks, we've been dealing about all the various readings that pertain to all special events in the Jewish calendar. Whether it's readings that we read for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach, or whether it's what we have to read on Rosh Chodesh, what we have to read on Purim, what do we read on Hanukkah, and what do we read on the fast days, which occurred during the course of the year in the Jewish calendar. These were all things that we learned in our studies. And of course, we also discovered, that there were various opinions that were voiced in connection with that. One rabbi felt that this should be said, another one said that this should be said, and we discussed not only what their opinions were, but what is the practice that we follow to this very day in our synagogue services. We also learned, for example, about the holiness of the Sefer Torah, the holiness of an ark, the holiness of a synagogue. When is it possible to sell a synagogue, and when is it possible not to? And if you have to sell, let's say, the holy object of the synagogue, then what is the order of precedence? In other words, which has a lower degree of sanctity and can be raised to a higher sanctity, or which should not, being of the highest sanctity, be put into a lower sanctity. So these were some of the things that we had. We also learned at the very end last week, prior to the conclusion, we read about what is the proper way, for example, to give Hagbin, in other words, to raise the Sefer Torah in order to make sure that when the Torah is raised, or if it has to be rolled, to make sure that it will be handled in such a way that the Sefer Torah text should not be torn. Because there's a possibility, sometimes we've seen some of our heroic Torah raisers over here, that they try to cover too much ground, and sometimes, we have an old expression in the Talmud which says that the faster the ruba lo tefasta, that sometimes when you try to get in too much, you don't succeed even again. As much as you had hoped to do. Okay, these were some of the things. Now, I want to first of all again thank all of you for coming here tonight in order to celebrate with us. I know that I got orders that the meal is going to get cold if I talk too long, and so I'm going to proceed right now with the last lines of the Megillah, and that is Maseches Megillah, and go through the ceremony of Chabrut. I hope we have a minion over here so I can say the Kaddish.
Yeah,
got it. Okay, very good. All right. All right. For those who have not studied Talmud, I want to say that the text of the Talmud always begins with a Mishnah. Then the Mishnah is studied, it's analyzed, it's dissected. If there are pros and cons, they are discussed, and so on and so forth. And so the last Mishnah, the last words of the last Mishnah in Tractate Megillah, read as follows. Says that the Mishnah says, "Va'yadaber Moshe ba'aneh Hashem el bnei Yisrael." Okay, the Torah says that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, what are the various festivals of the Lord, and what is the meaning then of this particular verse? According to the Mishnah, it says, "Mitzvosam." The mitzvah is sheyu korin oisam kol echad yechad bizmano, that each festival should be marked by its own Torah reading as the festival occurs. And of course, this is what we've been spending a great deal of time in the last few sessions, talking about what are the various holiday readings, special readings, etc., etc., and what are the special Haftorahs, and that included, as for example, the Arba Parshios, the four special readings that we have. Two prior to Purim and two prior to Passover, and also we studied the Tosfos, which deals with what do we do during the 3 weeks, what are the special readings, what are the special readings that we have in the 7 weeks that follow between Tisha B'Av and between Rosh Hashanah, and then the three special readings again that we have associated with the theme of Teshuvah, of repentance, of course, associated with the high holiday period. These were things that we had at that particular time, and so we see that our sages base it upon this particular verse. The Talmud says, now, Tana Rabbanan, we have a teaching of our rabbis which said, Moshe tikein lahem l'Yisrael, that Moshe made an ordinance for the people of Israel, Shehu Shoalin Vidorshin Binyonish Shel Yom, that they should not only read the Torah, but they should also inquire about how to observe the festival properly, and also how to interpret the various teachings so that they should know more about it. And of course, this is what we've been striving to do time and again. And the last line says, Hilchos Pesach Pesach, the laws pertaining to Passover should be learned in connection with the Passover festival. Hilchos Atzeres Ba'atzeres, the laws pertaining to Shavuot should be studied on the Shavuot, and in the period prior to Shavuot. And finally, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, the various rules that pertain to the festival of Sukkot should also be studied at its proper time, not just learned on Sukkot, but also should be studied in preparation for the holiday of Sukkot. And so we now proceed with a special ceremony called the Hadran. Hadran means literally, we will return to you. And of course, this represents a prayer on the part of all Jews that not only will we come back again and study it, but also one of the things that we're going to say is that we pray that it should not be forgotten by us, either in this world or in the world to come. So I continue now with the special service. Hadron Aloch, Maseches Megillah, Hadron Aloch. In other words, we shall return to you, Tractate Megillah, and you should come back to us. How does it come back to most, actually? When we remember it, it comes back to us. Hadron Aloch, Maseches Megillah, Hadron Aloch. Likewise, our thoughts are concerning you, or Tractate Megillah, and your thoughts should be with us. Lotus Nashim Minoch, Maseches Megillah, Lotus Nashim Minon. May we not forget you, may you not forget us. Lo ba'alma hotem, lo ba'alma dosi, neither in this world or in the world to come. Yehi ratzom ufadecho abimoy odehim uviseinu katei toreschu umonoseinu boilam hazeh, usehei imonu leilam habo. Kamnina ba'popa, rami ba'popa, nachum ba'popa, achad ba'popa, abimori ba'popa, rafum ba'popa, rochish ba'popa, sucha ba'popa, adu ba'popa, dora ba'popa. Some say that the reason why we mention all these children of Papa is to see if we could sharpen our memory to see how well if we can remember all these various names. Okay. And now a prayer that we recite every day, actually in our prayer book, comes from our second prophet. It says, Harev do Hashem Elokeinu Tivleisa Yisrobekinu Vafir Samko Beisrael. Please, O God, sweeten the words of Torah in our mouth and in the mouths of all thy people Israel. Benia Nachum Tzeltoreinu Tzeyamcha Beisrael Tlom Yodei Shemecho Lomdei Tosef Lishmoa. And may we and our children and all Jewish children know the essence of God and learn Torah for its great sake. The Yoyavai Techak Meini Mitzvasecho Kedirla Mehiliya Yilidi Samim Bechukecho Lamanu Eivosh Noyom Meshkaf Pikudecho Kivam Chiyisoni Baruch HaTorah Adonai Lamdei Bechukecho Amen 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 Selo Boet. Modim anachnu lefonecho adoy lehenu seinu she'samta chalkenu miyoshe beis hamidrosh velo samta chalkenu miyoshe kronos she'onu mashkimim mehim mashkimim onu mashkimim nedivri toiro lehem mashkimim dvorim b'chelam onu ameilem mehim ameilem onu ameilem mekabim b'socho vehim amin veilem mekabim b'socho onu rotsim mehim rotsim onu rotsim b'chayot b'chabor vehim rotsim lebel shachas she'ner me'ator lehim hedin lebel shachas An shei domim mimo liyakim lehem ani epach boch. Yehir on zoim ufadecho adonoi lehai kishem shazatoni v'sayem masech megilo kin tazinu hazchil masechtos v'sporem acheyem l'sayem. Pray to God that we may be privileged to learn more practice of Talmud. Zilmog ul amed lishmo v'lasus kayem is called the v'sham v'sech v'yavo. Zekus kol ha-tanoi ma-amoroi mis-almidei chachomim yamog l-zari shabetom mishatir mepi zari mepi zari adelo Zitz kayem bi bishalecho chotan tvoisoch kishofu tishmor lecho Zekisot ha-hit zikhecho tibi yibu yamech yusuf tomoch yusmash chayim Orach yomim bi bino v'spilu shmordod Adonoi yoz yamo yitain leo samol v'asholom. I ask you now to rise as I recite a special Kaddish. Yiskadal v'yiskadal shemei rabo v'yolmo d'ivroshu z'hu asid l'yizchadato l'achayo b'esayo l'asoka yoson l'chayi olmo b'ibnei kato d'yushleim v'shach lo lo hechole b'gavo v'omer ka pulchonu nachuo min ha'arwa l'asor v'pulchonu d'ishmai l'atvei v'yamle kutche b'rikud malchus v'yitorei וחיי חונו וידי חונו וחיי לכו בייס ישראל והגול את בן קורי וימרו עמי יזמורך וישתבח ויספרה ויספרמם ויסתסר ויסדה ויסדה וסלל שבי דקות שבריחו לאלו בין כל וחוסו ושחוסו ושחוסו ודחמסו דמירו מיובו וימרו עמי על ישראל ויאל רבונון ויאל תלידי הון ויאל כל תלמידי סלמידי הון יאו קומאנד יוסקי בראיס פון דעם יאס פון דעם דיב קלאסא דאסאר יעלע הולד דע גונש פון רב אורג אין דעם גיסט דע רחבין דע גיין ער יך אין דעם זני דע יך אין פון קאד מקוד מאבוך און דעם שמעל יאר און אימו און היי יעלע ישל דע רב מי שמעל בחיים טייב מולין ווי אלקו ישראל דע יבו און היי אויס שלום מיט מיי מאל פאחן דע יאס שלום מולין ווי אלקו ישראל דע יבו און היי Okay, everybody, and now we repair to the dining room and shall...